Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 27th edition. We have seven games on tap today. Weird schedule. A lot of weird things going on in the world these days. So just take it easy. Do what you need to do. Hope things get changed soon. It was an interesting night last night on baseball. I don't want to make this a big political platform. But, yeah, it was crazy to see. Really crazy to see. And changes need to be made. Hopefully they get made sooner than later. And if this is what it takes to make it happen, then so be it. We thought we'd lose baseball to COVID this year. We might lose baseball to racism. So that's just where we are in 2020, and it is a very, very sad place we live in. So, yeah, this is I didn't know what to say. So it's a sad, sad thing we do, but we need to go on, and we have baseball today. And if the players are playing, then we're going to talk baseball. If the players don't play, we're not going to talk baseball. It's that simple. So you'll still have me Monday through Friday, but just realize there's a lot going on in my head. I never know how to say it properly. Last time this happened with George Floyd, I got ridiculed by many people because I don't understand because I'm a white guy. So I try to keep it in and learn and listen. And that's the best I can do. And it's just, it's tough to see. It's tough to see with all the different things going on. But let's talk seven games today. We have an early game, 4:05 Eastern, 1:05 Pacific. It is game one of a doubleheader between the Giants and the Dodgers. So beware, it's only a seven-inning game. Then you have a game starting at 6:37 Eastern, and the final game of the day starts at 7:10 Eastern. So you have a six-game span that starts about 30 minutes apart. So there's the one early game that's a doubleheader. The rest of them are regular games. Do with that as you wish. When you're looking at the odds on today's slate, you got Red Sox, Blue Jays, 10.5, Orioles, Rays, 8.5, A's, Rangers, 9.5, Phillies, Nationals, 9, Twins, Tigers, 9.5, We don't have the Giants game. We're assuming that's the Kershaw-Gossman game at 4:05 Eastern. The late game is supposed to be Bueller and Webb, so we're still waiting on that. And then I believe we are still waiting on one other game as they're trying to mix and match the schedules. That's why when you're looking at stuff today, like we wanted to withdraw yesterday and do other things. If your contests are full, DraftKings won't let you. They're not refunding you. It's a weird time. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if there's more postponements, if there's more schedule changes. So if you're going to play today, just understand there's going to be a lot of craziness probably taking place, and for good reasons, but it's going to affect what your enjoyment factor is in this, and that's not really what's important right now. But just beware that is going to happen with all that's going on. Weather-wise, Philadelphia, Washington, winds blowing out to center field about 12 miles an hour. Boston, Tampa Bay blowing out the left about 14 miles an hour. Chance of rain later that are starting early, but fading off. So if they wait a little bit, they'll be our Boston, Toronto. Sorry. They'll be just fine. Miami and the Mets, wind blowing in from left field about 12 miles an hour, rain coming later in the game. Minnesota, Detroit blowing out the left field about 9 miles an hour, rain later in the game there as well. So keep an eye on the weather. We have many factors on today's slate, but you're pitching on today's slate. You got two guys over 10K. You got Scherzer 10-9, Kershaw 10-2. Scherzer coming off a blow up. He's given up four more in two straight starts. I don't know where he's at right now, to be totally honest. The strikeouts are there, five or more in three straight, but you know, if he goes out and gets you 6.5 points like he did against the Marlins last time, that ain't gonna do it. He had 24 or more in two straight starts against Baltimore and the Mets. He's just been it's all or nothing with Scherzer. It's a really rough slate, so I have no problem going up to Scherzer at 10-9 if you so choose. But just know that he's not 100% there right now, which is very, very strange to say. With Mad Max, and he's facing a Phillies team that's offense might be kind of waking up. It looks like a Phillies team that's is striking out less than 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 268 with a 175 wOBA and a 375 ISO, 336 WOBA, so they're not lighting the world on fire, but they're slowly heating up, so something to keep in mind there with the fight in Phils against Scherzer. Yeah, Kershaw 10-2. Just remember, it's a seven-inning game. We discussed Kershaw yesterday. Really good floor. Ceiling's there as well at times, especially the last few starts. His only bad start this year was against the Giants, who beat him up for less than – he went less than five innings in that outing. Did not produce for you at all. So keep that in mind. Giants are hitting lefties well. Kershaw's in a great spot, though. You got to imagine – you don't know where their heads are going to be. You saw the press conference last night, so it's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds for the Dodgers and other players. But only seven innings kind of doesn't make me feel as great about playing Kershaw. But at the same time, you were thinking he's going to go six or seven anyways. So if he can give you six strong, maybe strike out seven plus, that's a big thing there with Kershaw at 10-2. If you're playing like on FanDuel, when you need a quality start and then a win, might be a little difficult because maybe he leaves before six because they play a bullpen because there's only seven games. You never know. So keep that in mind with Kershaw. It changes things a bit. That kind of makes Scherzer a little more on my radar. If it was a nine-inning game, I'd take Kershaw over Scherzer right now. That's where I would go for sure. But with all things in play, you kind of want to look a little more at Scherzer than Kershaw on this one. Both strong plays. Just realize the seven innings could have a factor in how things are played out. Now, before this slate got the way it got, I did not like Hyunjin Ryu. He's playing in Coors East. Watch the weather, of course. But he's playing in Coors East, so I'm just like avoiding pitchers there. That's just the way it's going to go. The total is 10.5. The Red Sox, they're not exceptional by any means right now. But at the same time, when the ball just flies out of ballparks like that, you got to at least keep an eye on it. Red Sox are striking out 21.6% of the time versus lefties hitting 266. Only a 181 ISO and 331 WOBA. So they're kind of average, a little above average there. But that ballpark factor is a big, big factor there. You got Ryu, who's been pitching well, 3.19 ERA, coming off 20 points at Tampa Bay. His only home start was against Miami. He had one against Washington. But I believe that was in Washington, actually. The Miami start, he pitched well, six innings, one earned. Seven Ks. He's given up one or less in four straight starts, six or more Ks in three of four starts. So he's pitching extremely well. If you want to jump on Ryu at 97, don't hate it at all. It's a really, really good spot there for Ryu. Just remember the ballpark's a little sketchy. If you want to use Ryu instead of Kershaw, instead of paying up for Scherzer, save some cash. Totally viable on a slate like this because it's going to be just pure chaos out there. There's plenty of places to get bats. You might want to save money for bats. So I totally get it going to Ryu. When I was looking at this last night, because over at rotoballer.com, I wrote the free DraftKings piece for today. He's not in the article, but the more I looked into it last night and this morning with the changes going on and everything, Ryu became much more viable, per se, on today's slate. So you can look at Ryu in this one. Again, lefty's hitting 224, righty's 276 off Hyunjin Ryu. So he's in play at 97, not in love with it, but that's where we are on this slate. It's really... there's only like three other pitchers I want here, and two of them are in the 6K and below range. So it's murky, very, very murky waters. Chris Bassitt, 8,600 at Texas, is a guy I'm looking at mainly for the floor that he brings to the action. Last 10 games, averaging 15.7. That's what he's averaging on the season, obviously. He's coming off a 16-point performance against the Angels. He only has one start where he hasn't got you at least 13.8. Again, on this slate, I want the floor. I really, really want the floor. With your pitching, he had 6 Ks his last time out. Not a massive strikeout guy. Yeah, he has 5 or more Ks in only half of his starts, 4 or more and 4 of 6. That's one of the bugaboos with him. He's not striking a lot of guys out. And obviously, if you're a regular listener to the show, what do we want? We want guys that strike guys out. But we also want guys that can get you deep into games, which Bassitt can do. He can limit the damage. ERA at 2.97 is something that really, really stands out as well. Facing this Texas team that strikes out 23.2% of the time, first right-handed pitching with a .197 batting average, which is very, very nice. When you're looking at Chris Bassitt, only a 122 ISO and a 270 WOBA. So they have struggled tremendously first right-handed pitching. And Joey Gallo has struggled tremendously first right-handed pitching. If you're a BVP truther, Gallo's had a little success versus Bassitt. But if you're looking at the logistics here, he's having a horrible year. His main damage has come versus left-handed pitching. So a guy like Bassitt at 86, very much in play. If you're playing cash, he's cash viable. Don't mind him at all tonight. Kevin Gausman, we talked about him yesterday. The seven-inning game might actually kind of help him because we were shooting for 5 to 6 innings, preferably 6 with Gausman. I could see this game being a lot of different. Like if we talk about it on the Line Star show, it's like a 4-outcome game. You can see Gausman and Scherzer both getting beat up. I kind of see it more like a 2-1, 3-2 type game where they're kind of dueling and guys kind of sprinkling some runs here and there. Who knows, but Gausman's been outstanding. No problem using him. I detailed him deeply yesterday and in the values article on Rotoballer. His splitter usage is through the roof, and it's been outstanding. The swinging strike rate on it, the whiff rates, the all that good stuff has been great. So I have no problem going to Gausman. Just know it's the Dodgers. They're heating up. Bellinger's on fire. He's up to 6,100 tonight. He was 57 yesterday versus Gausman. They moved him up to 61 in a shorter game. Yeah, don't get me started on DraftKings right now. They're not just their pricing. Their overall way they run the product right now is making me very furious. But Gausman at 64 is very much viable as a punt. But the punt today is going to be very, very popular. You're like Scherzer, Sanchez, Sixto Sanchez will be your popular 1-2 punch tonight. That's why I kind of want to go to Ryu Sanchez to be a little different. I think Ryu's got a similar production outcome that Scherzer can have, because I don't think Scherzer is going to go deep enough to get that 30-plus points we used to love from Scherzer. You never know. We saw DeGrom almost get 40 last night. Anything's possible. But you got Sixto Sanchez against the New York Mets in New York, where the wind is blowing at 12 miles an hour from left field. And in Sanchez's debut, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned. Gave up 2 long balls, struck out 4 for 13.7. He's 5,100 bucks. He's 5,100. You can definitely look at this matchup here. You got the New York Metropolitans, who, let's slide down and find them, striking out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 278, because like we mentioned time and time again, they have some decent lefties there. Nimmo, Dom Smith. Watch Dom Smith's videos if you want to. Amazing stuff. Conforto, Cano's there. They got some lefties that are being productive. Conforto went deep last night. So 278 average. 166 ISO, though, doesn't, like, it's good, but doesn't jump off the page. 347 WOBA, good, doesn't jump off the page. So Sixto's got just nasty movement on his stuff. He was throwing his fastball high 90s, low 100s at times. He's filthy, absolutely filthy. So Sixto at 51, really good punt option. Keep him in mind. So when you're looking at pitching, Scherzer's there. Kershaw's interesting. 70 kind of makes it so it makes you kind of want to go up to Scherzer or go down to Ryu. Ryu's risky in that ballpark. Be very, very careful. Watch the weather. There's a lot of factors involved there, but Ryu could be a play. You got Bassett in the middle, and then your punts are Sixto Sanchez and Mr. Gausman. That's where I'd be looking on that one. Let's go to the bats on this 7-gamer. You got Real Muto versus Scherzer. If you want to get real weird, you could go to Philly against Scherzer and just be really weird. I just don't think you need to go there unless you're mass entering on a crazy site like this. You got other things to probably worry about, but yeah. When you slide on down, you look for some savings at the catcher's position, because there's a lot of high-priced options tonight, which is really, really odd to see. But if you're saving money and you're not using Bassett, Trevino's 3,400 hitting the middle of that Texas order. That brings some viability. Danny Jansen at 34 versus Mazza. Mazza is going to just welcome to the bigs, kid. It's going to be one of those moments. Jansen, 3,400. The Jays are a big, big stack. Not sure you want to waste it on your catcher because there's other options there, but he's 34. You got Wilson Ramos if you're not using Sixto. He's 33. Mike Zunino versus the lefty means. Zunino's, you use him versus lefties because you're just hoping he just runs into a few. He's 3K versus means. Means has given up 4 home runs in his 9 innings versus lefties this year. Be qualified there versus lefties. And in his career, like recently, the lefties have gotten to him pretty good. So Zunino at 3K could run into one for you. No problem there. Other than that, check your lineups to see what value pops up. Hopefully one of the DeTrois catchers comes in there nice and cheap for us. You know, we had Romine on a nice night last night. He's 34, but maybe you get Griner tonight at a wonderful, let's slide down and find him. Grayson Griner's 2,500 versus Randy Babip is on his side, Dobnak. So keep that in mind. First base position, you got Belly Bonds mentioned. He's at $6,100. It's in play. He's a viable play, but damn. Muncie, 55 as well. But you got Matty Olson. He's only GPP viable at 53 because of A, the price, and B, it's strikeout or home run. So he's not getting you the filler stats that a cash game requires. I got Sano versus Boyd at 49. It's very nice. We know Matty Boyd's getting shelled. He's up the long ball a ton. The Twins are in a big, big place here tonight. So look at the Twins. Lefty's 299, righty's 341 versus Matty Boyd so far this year. Miggy Sano is feeling it right now, one would say. 7, 9, 16, 21, 21, 9, 7, 12, 12, 7. So 7 or more points in 10 straight games. That's almost cash viable, folks. But there's a better cash game plan. Mr. Brosu from Tampa Bay, he's up to 4,700. He was fun when he was a value. Not a value anymore. Does have 3 career home runs and a 4 hits against Mr. Means. But 47 for Brosu is tough to pay for. Those cheaper Rays that I like. Rays, Twins, you can get a lot of fun with them. I think the Tigers are sneaky. We'll get into all of that in a bit. But your cash game plays Vladito. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is 4,300 bucks. 20 more points last night, averaging 9.1 over his last 10. 27, 11, 10, 7, 14 over his last six games. He's crushing the baseball. Wrote about him at Rotoballer today for the first base target. His hard hit rate, his barrel rate, everything over the last, like, I can't remember, 8-9 games that I wrote about for his hitting streak. He's on. He's like a 9-game hitting streak. He's only striking out like 13% of the time over those 9 games, which is almost more impressive than anything for me with Vlad. So he's putting the ball in play a lot. He's hitting it extremely hard. The results are showing. $4,300 from Vladito is a really good price tag in this matchup tonight. Then we're looking for value. Dom Smith at 39 definitely stands out. And the GPP, Eric Thames for Spencer Howard at 38. Howard's been okay, not bad. He hasn't gotten out of 4 innings in his last 2 starts. He went 4 2/3, I think, in his first start. So he hasn't gone through 5 ever in his first 3 starts, which means Philly's bullpen, which means, oh boy. So Eric Thames at 38 is a GPP play for sure. And then you got like Danny Santana at 36 if you're looking for a punt. A very popular play will be Rowdy Tellez after going double dong yesterday. He's only 29 versus Mazza. That is a great savings. I don't hate it. He's usually all or nothing with Tellez, but in that matchup versus Mazza and company, 29 for Tellez is very nice. It just means you can't get Vladito. That sucks. I really like Vlad tonight. Really, really do. I think if you're playing cash, you play Vlad. If you're playing GPP, I'd still play Vlad, but at least you can talk about Tellez in a GPP. It'd be one thing if you had 2 pitchers. If you want to go Ryu Scherzer and then go Tellez, sure, I could see that. But there's other places to save, I guess I'm saying. Tellez only GPP for me. Second base, you got Brandon Lau versus Means. I don't think Means is going to be super long for the game. So if you want to be contrarian and play Lau in the lefty-lefty there at 56, he could be worth the look. Bijou at 51 is solid as well. When you're sliding down, if you're fading Kershaw, you got Solano and Flores, both fades of Kershaw plays if you're going that route. Robbie Cano's only 4K versus Sixto Sanchez. He can be a play for you. Jeff McNeil's struggling. He's in the 7th or 8th in that Mets lineup. He's 38. It just sucks seeing him hit there. Again, if you're fading Scherzer with the Phillies, Gene Segura's hit him very well. He's 3,700. Not saying you have to fade Scherzer, just if you are, that's the route you should take. Other than that, we got our boy back. It's been a while since we had the Nats on a main slate. Luis Garcia is only 2,500. Still hitting over 300 on the season. Just kind of a punt play at 2,500. Not sure you need it, though, because there's other values that might have more production upside, but Luis at 25 in play. Third base, mentioned Max Muncy earlier at 55. You got Rafael Devers if you want to be contrarian at 47, and a lefty-lefty. Gesellman starting for the Mets in a bullpen game. Brian Anderson's only 4,400 if you want to go the Marlins route, which most people don't do, and it'd be super contrarian, let's put it that way, because there's a lot of ways to go on bats tonight. To get to the Marlins, you'd really need to get different. Marwin Gonzalez has hit Boyd extremely well. He's like 7 or 8 for 15 in his career. I know it's not a big sample, but that's a pretty good clip there at 4,100. Longoria's on fire right now, especially versus lefty, so 39 versus Kershaw for contrarian action. Yandy Diaz only 35 versus the lefty Means. If you want to look that route. Other than that, there's really not a lot of value down here except Isaac Paredes at 2,300 coming off. He's multi-hit games in 2 of his last 3. Starting to slowly get it going. Super punt play if you need to. But Dobnak, he's looked good this year, but look at that ERA and look at that 408 XFIP and FIP. His BABIP rate's only like 226. He's been getting, and his strikeout rate's very low, so the ball's in play a lot. He's getting very, very fortunate. So keep that in mind with Dobnak. Eventually the shoe's going to fall there. Detroit's value tonight, just like we mentioned yesterday, and it came through in a big way, could come through for you tonight as well. So keep in mind the Tigers as well. Heading over to the shortstop position, you can pay up for sure. You got Seager at 53. Looked great yesterday. It's still good today, but I'm going to keep hashing on the 7-inning game. It's obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that probably takes away a bat, maybe 2. So keep that kind of stuff in mind there with Seager and the Dodgers. Trey Turner is a very sneaky play at 52. He has been very, very good, averaging 13.2 his last 10, 8, 14, 11, 26, 3, 6, 18, 14, 15, 14, 9. So double digits in 8 of his last 10, 9 or more in 9, or 8 or more in 9 of his last 10. $5,200. Most people don't like to play him, and he'll go well under the radar at 5,200 against Howard and then a lot of Phillies bullpen. So keep that in mind. Jorge Polanco's hit Boyd well in his career. He's 4,800. I mentioned Devers is contrarian. Bogaerts at 44 versus Ryu would be as well. That's something to take a look at if you're fading Ryu. You got Nico Goodrum versus Dobnak, another piece of Detroit. It's probably the most expensive piece of Detroit. Coming off a 16-pointer last night, he's got the most upside. It's funny he's only hitting .190, but a 673 OPS isn't great. But if you're hitting .190, it's better than you'd think. Five homers. He stuffs the stat sheet. That's one thing he does for like a bad average. Still gets the job done. Very good OBP type guy. So Goodrum at 42 is interesting. But my play, if you're not paying up for one of the big boys up top, Willie Adames at 39 is in fuego right now. He's hit safely in like 13 of his last 16. He's hitting over 300 during that strip. Hard hit rate and barrel rate's very, very strong over that stretch. Lately against lefties, they've been hitting him fourth or fifth in the lineup. Obviously facing Means tonight could benefit there. So Adames at $3,900, pretty good value for the upside in that matchup, especially if attacking the Rays tonight. A few others to take a peek at. There's not a ton of value down here. So I try to stay Adames up if you can. That'd be my main goal tonight. Outfield, you got Betts, you got Bellinger, but Soto at 59 versus Howard, I'd rather take them for some savings in a 9-inning game versus the Phillies bullpen in a heartbeat. You got Nelly Cruz versus Matt Boyd. So Nelly versus a lefty, check. Versus a lefty that gives up a lot of home runs, check. Yeah, Nelson Cruz, it's crazy. There's only 1-for-12 lifetime versus Boyd. That made me laugh when I saw that. You know what I say? He's due. No. Nelson Cruz, 5,700 versus lefty, very, very good. But you do have Soto at 59. Very hard to pass on that as well. Austin Meadows at 52 is a nice contrarian angle against Means. You got Biggio, who's a good-looking play. Anthony Santander at 47, switch hitting versus Yarborough and company. Conforto at 44 if you're not using Sixto Sanchez. But, you know, if you just want to, you know, I love Soto. He's like my favorite play in the outfield. But Teoscar Hernandez is only $4,300. Go look at his StatCast page. Like, ridiculous, especially over the last, like, 10 to 14 games. Really crazy. So Teoscar at 43, very, very strong play. You got Gurriel at 4K, outstanding. Grichik at 39. All four really, really are all three very, very strong plays for Toronto. I like Teoscar the most, but Gurriel and Grichik, not much to complain about there. Like all strong, strong looks there. If you're stacking the Twins, Kepler hits lefties fine. Rosario's not bad either. They'd be your contrarian angles because people see lefty-lefty and run for Z Hills. I mentioned Dom Smith earlier. Hunter Renfroe at 38 mashes lefties. So you got your shot here versus Means tonight. That's an interesting look at 3,800. John Birdie at 37, outfield shortstop. If you want to really kind of, you know, not worry about home runs, but hope he steals and does things, you got that. Piscotty is 3,500. That's nice value in the outfield. Nemo at 35 as well. Sliding on down some more, though, you got the likes of Manny Margot at only 3,100 against John Means. And Manny's been hitting really good over the last week or two. So keep that in mind, hitting over 300 with some authority, especially against lefties. So Margot at 31 is in play. Kevin Pillar at 3K. Versus a lefty as well. And then you check lineups like Victor Reyes is 29. Victor Reyes is 29. He's hitting well. He's got Dobnak. Victor Robles is 28. So see what comes out the rest of the way for your value. Recapping your pitching, you got Scherzer up top, Kershaw, 7-inning game. Be careful. Hyung-Jin Ryu could be a nice pivot off the two big boys up top. Chris Bassett in the middle, good floor. Hopefully a better ceiling, but a good floor. And then you got Sixto Sanchez and Gossman down below. That's where I'd be picking my fancy there. Toronto is my favorite stack by far. Just watch the weather, but love me some Toronto. Hopefully they just get a late start or the weather goes away. So Toronto, stack him up versus Chris Mazza. Pray for him. But Vladito, Teoscar, kind of my top two options, but man, Gurriel, Biggio, Grichik, and company, all playing great. So like that quite a bit. Washington versus Spencer Howard and the Phillies bullpen might get a little overlooked that people see Spencer Howard. Like that a lot. Tampa Bay versus John Means would be a major target as well. Minnesota versus Matt Boyd is a very, very strong play because Matt Boyd, he pitched well his last time out. I'll give him that. But yeah, let's be real. And then Detroit versus Minnesota is the sneaky one for me because Randy Dobnak, it's coming eventually. Maybe it's not today, but I'm going to keep picking on it because that BABIP is going to eventually regress to a very, very bad outing for him. So Detroit versus Dobnak, if you need savings, is in play for you as well. All right, everybody, quick hits in the books. Again, I started out with it. I won't say much more, but keep an eye on things. Be careful with your contests. There's more important things out there. Start taking a stand for what's right and help out the world around you because we are all the same people. So everybody have a great Thursday. I'll be back with you Friday with the big, big slate on tap. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 27th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.